these captains free, it will seem that you went wild, as Steffi did before you, and killed the Duke, while I tried to save his life." Pox was already moving, clearing herself of the chair. She had picked up a bronze platter, the largest thing on the table, and looked now to the walls for a weapon of her own. She was nearly too late. Venner had taken more than the notched sword. Out of the darkness, the battle axe whirled at her. She flung out the platter, and it folded around the axe, slowing it, and spoiling the blow. She had her dagger in hand now, far too short, against an unseen opponent. The ragged edge of Venner's sword caught the dagger and nearly took it out of her hand. She jumped back. "You can't escape," his voice said out of the blackness. "You..." Pox saw a glow on one wall and leaped for it. The notched blade clattered against the wall just behind her, but she had a sword in her hand, the sword with a green stone. Its blade glowed blue as she took it. Before she could turn, Venner struck again. She felt the black sword open a gash along her side. She tucked and rolled away and came up ready to fight. Now she could sense, within the darkness, a core, more like the skeleton of a man than a man entire. One thin arm held the dark blade. The other held a dagger almost half as long. Pox thrust at the dark blade. Her own sword rang along it. Venner countered, stabbing with the dagger. Pox swept it aside and attacked vigorously, beating him back and back. "You can't see me," screamed Venner. "You can't!" But she could. Dark within dark, his shape grew clearer as they fought. Suddenly the dark was gone, as if Venner had dropped a black cloak. Pox stared, uncertain. He had disappeared. She could see the wall and floor where he should be. A blade came out of nowhere to strike her arm. She felt, rather than saw, the flicker of movement and managed to counter it. Now she sensed him as a troubling thickness in the air, a nearly transparent glimmer, barely visible in her own brilliant spell light. She kept after him. The sword she held seemed to move almost of its own will, weightless and perfectly balanced in her hand. Venner retreated again, toward the head of the table. Pox followed. She had not expected the Duke's steward to be much of a swordsman. She hadn't thought of it at all, but he was skillful. Venner swept the table suddenly with his left arm, sent food and dishes flying between them. Pox slipped on a greasy hunk of mutton. Venner stabbed wildly with the sword. She rolled aside and let the thrust pass. Her sword caught him in the ribs. She heard a rasping gurgle, and he was visible, hand held against his side. Pox lunged at him. He dropped the sword and dodged. While she was still off balance, he grappled with her, trying to rake her with a dagger. She could see the brown stain along it, surely poison. "You stinking Kellich," he snarled. "You girdish slut! You'll die the same as she did, and Akria will revel in this hall!" Pox could not use her sword in close. She dropped it, and dug her strong fingers into his wrist. Red froth bubbled from his mouth as they wrestled on the floor. He was surprisingly strong.
"Arvis!" he cried suddenly. "Arvis, help me!"
Pox heard noise around the room, chairs and boots scraping on the stone, voices. But she was too busy to listen. Venner had both hands on the dagger hilt, and she had to use both hands to hold it off.
"Akria," he said viciously, glaring at Pox. "You found before you could not stand against her. She will bind you in burning webs forever, you gird's dog."
"By the High Lord," said Pox suddenly, "neither you nor Akria will prosper here, Venner. His is the power, and Gerd gave the blessing."
"You will die," repeated Venner, "all in this hall, and she will reward me as she did before."
But he was weakening, and Pox managed to force him back. She could feel the sinews in his wrist slackening.